Trump revokes landmark ruling that greenhouse gases endanger public health. Analysis: Trump takes victory lap after biggest climate rollback yet. Minnesota immigration enforcement surge is ending. Trump border czar says, Kim Jong-un chooses teen daughter as heir, says Seoul. Iran fortifies underground complex near nuclear site. Satellite images show Japan says it seized Chinese vessel amid tensions with Beijing. Canada mass shooting suspect had police visits over mental health struggles. Taylor Swift asks U.S. government to block Swift home. Trademark: Norway's former PM charged with gross corruption over Epstein links. Australia's Liberal Party ousts first woman leader. IOC criticized for selling Nazi-era Olympics t-shirt. Port city in ruins as storm Madagascar and on towards Mozambique. Judge blocks U.S. military from demoting Mark Kelly over illegal orders video. The Hindu who stood up for a Muslim and became a hero. Everyone knows somebody affected. Small Canadian town united in grief after mass shooting. Sisson lay in the glass cliff. Does Australian politics still have a problem with women? Who were the victims of the shootings in Tumbler Ridge, Canada? A seat at the table or on the menu? Africa grapples with the New World Order. What is the Save America Act that mandates voter ID? My son is dead. Swiss bar owners confronted by fire victim families. Three issues that matter to voters in the Bangladesh election. Watch: BBC in Tehran sees government's political reply to massive protests. Emergency call released of boy who swam for hours to save family. BBC reports from outside court after Jimmy Lai sentencing. Super exciting. Seahawks fans celebrate Super Bowl win. Oil set for second straight weekly drop as Iran risks recede. Trump plans to roll back tariffs on metal and aluminium goods, FT reports. Indonesia to go ahead with free meals program despite extraordinary campaign against it, president says. Oil prices hold losses over supply glut forecasts. U.S. CPI awaited. Trump revokes basis of U.S. climate regulation, ends vehicle emission standards, PJM to extend capacity auction price cap for 2 years, Pennsylvania governor says. U.S. publishes interim tax credit rules meant to restrict China clean energy influence. U.S. led oil sales from Venezuela to bring in $5 billion in months, energy chief Wright tells NBC News. U.S. pushes for Venezuela investment. Energy secretary warns about legitimacy of Chinese deals. Capgemini exceeds revenue target as newly acquired WNS drives AI growth. Safran targets higher 2026 profit as jet engine services prosper. Asian shares step back from record as tech jitters return, bonds rally. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 1.39%. Deutsche Bank's private bank eyes hiring push in emerging markets. Indian IT stocks tumble as AI disruption fears rattle sector. Trump administration blocked from cutting $600 million in health funds. Up to Taiwan companies to decide on their U.S. investments. President says U.S. court blocks expanded merger disclosure rule. Alberta separatists step up efforts to leave Canada after meeting with Trump officials. Seasonal pattern in UK GDP data raises suspicions among economists. U.S. labor market stabilizing, housing sector still subdued. Instant view: India's retail inflation at 2.75% in first reading under new data series. Natural gas storage sees slight improvement but misses forecasted expectations. U.S. existing home sales dropped to more than two-year low in January. UK economy barely grew in Q4 as budget uncertainty weighed. Exclusive: China buyers snap up U.S. sorghum, Australian barley as domestic corn supply tightens. Nomura drops April. India rate cut call on firmer inflation, RBI stealth easing. UK's Starmer plans multinational defense initiative to cut costs, report. Morning bid: no longer the apple of their eye, US deploys second aircraft carrier to Middle East as Iran tensions rise, reports.